You just got to bring your A game. You know, Drew's a guy that he's going to have those guys prepared. He's going to take advantage of every situation that he's given. You know, we just got to try to take advantage of the situations that he gives us.
They haven't announced whether it's a blackout or not, but they're expecting a good-sized crowd. How much can that help against a game, a team like this?
It always helps. Crowd noise is always a big help at home. You know, just making those guys with solid counts, you know. We study that type thing on film, you know, just seeing the center taps or the rhythm of the center, you know, it allows us to get a beat of how fast the snap is.
You're a Twitter guy, so I think you're kind of tuned into what's going on, but a lot of chatter today with Josh not making the team photo meeting or team photo last week. What was your take on that?
You know, things happen. I'm not sure why he missed it, but I'm sure it was something that he couldn't help. You know, he'll get on there. That's why we have Photoshop and all that type thing.
Did that affect the vote at all in terms of leap for captains?
No, I don't think so. You know, I just think, you know, guys, we had a number of guys that could have been captains. You know, him, Davin, Carl, anybody could have been a captain. It was just the way the votes landed. You know, that didn't sway my vote at all.
Usually teams, though, every quarterback, especially if you've been in the league for a couple of years, has been a captain. So almost an automatic. I mean, does that surprise you in any way?
Well, it was surprising, but then you look at the guys that were elected captains and you see, you know, the guys that are the true leaders of that offense, you know, Davin being one of them. You know, he's our player rep, and, you know, Vincent, who's been to the Pro Bowl. So, you know, you can't argue those guys being our captains on offense.